Well, I never did grind up any.
Right, you've had grits, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I'll eat grits.
Is that ground up hominy?
Well, I guess it probably is.
I don't know. I call it hominy grits. I just figured
yeah,
it must
hominy
be.
Grits. I, it probably is. I don't know.
Well,
I
was just trying
I eat primo wheat every morning.
That's a lot like grits, except
yeah,
I guess it's made of wheat.
But on account of my stomach, that's mm-hmm. what I have to eat instead of oats or grits.
I see. What time is lunch? I don't want to make you miss lunch. It's 11 o'clock. Is
well,
that how you have lunch?
The 10 or 15 minutes after is when they eat.
Okay. Well, can you think of any of these other old remedies? What for, like for a nosebleed or a headache or something like that?
Well, they used to say when you had a nosebleed and couldn't get it stopped, take paper and dub it and put it in your upper lip and that would stop it. Well, now it won't stop it every time.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that too, brown paper.
Yeah,
sack,
brown paper sack
paper.
And dub it and put it in your mouth. Well, I...
Did you ever hear of anybody that drank celery juice for rheumatism?
Yes, I've heard
that. No, my granddad used to do that all the time.
Well, I'll say.
And I was just trying to think of some of the other stuff.
Well, I can't, when I'm supposed to think of something, it slips my mind and I can't even remember it.
Well, that you told me yesterday about the poke root for poison
ivy. Well, that's one of the wonderfulest things that's ever happened.
I'm
going to
try that.
But I wish you would. And you sure will like it.
And let's see, what else I wanted to ask about. Oh, how did you make it through the Depression here?
Oh, Lord, we just toughed it out, I reckon.
That must have really been something.
It was something. It was something. My daughter finished high school the year that the Depression started. It was in 1932, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And she finished school that year, but we couldn't send her to college, for we didn't have no money or nothing.
And nobody had much.
No, they didn't have no money. And she never did get to go to college. She wanted to go so bad,
mm-hmm.
but, well, we just sharecroppers, that's all it was, and we couldn't help ourselves.
That's right.
And there's eight of us to feed, and it took something to feed us.
That's right. That was hard times. I was talking to a man in Marion County, and he said they would go around and the government would give them this old unbleached flour to use, and he said that all they had, he used, let's see, I believe he said he furnished his own mule team and his own skidding rig and skidded logs and made, I think it was $9 a day or something like that.
Oh, my husband worked for, him and my oldest son worked for old Dr. I guess you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably he lived over there sneaked till he died.
Mm-hmm.
But they cut logs for him for 50 cents a day.
Mm-hmm. They cut them and drag them out. And
well, they did. I reckon they just cut them. I don't know about whether they dragged them out or not.
That was hard times. I've heard a lot of people. Well, one of my friends in Florence told me that he finished high school right at the Depression, and he was never able to
well,
go
that's
on
way
to college,
we
were, right?
That's the way we was. We just, three of our children finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
The other three never did finish.
Hmm. Well, I think that's one thing that is makes young people so different nowadays, is that they haven't lived through anything like that, and they don't know what it's like.
And they don't know the compassion that they ought to have for other people.
They don't know what it's like to have to do without something, really.
No, sir, they don't. They don't know what it is to do without something. And children, nowadays, they just have so many toys till they don't even know when Christmas comes.
I know.
They don't appreciate nothing they get. Nothing they get.
Well, I can remember when you got maybe one nice thing at Christmas time and you were so happy to get it.
Oh,
nowadays
yes.
They get so much they don't really care about
they
it.
They don't care for it. It's thrown down and tossed under the bed or somewhere else, put in the toy box.
Yeah.
No, and I know my grandchildren, they don't even know when Christmas comes.
Well, it's not that much different. They get toys all year long.
All year long, and they don't appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and her husband, the one that sees after me here,
mm-hmm.
she sees after all my business and everything, pays my house rent and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They just raised a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Their two first ones was born dead. And they just raised two, and And they just work themselves to death and raise cattle and chickens. They raise broilers, you know, for years and years, 10,000, 12,000 at a time, you know. Well, they did. Bertie said he didn't want his children to come up like he did, said he never did. Now, his daddy and his mother had 13 children. He was the daddy, he was the daddy of 16 children, but they had three die from his infants. And they raised 13 to be grown.
Really used to have big families, didn't
they? Oh, yes. And he said he didn't want his children to come up like he had to come up. I said, well, let me tell you something. I said, you let them go on